Yesterday marked the 100th anniversary of the death of Giuseppe Verdi, one of opera's most popular composers. Throughout the world, choirs and orchestras celebrated the event. In his homeland, Italy, the maestro is still venerated as a hero whose music helped define the nation's identity. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Verdi is best known for such works as Aida, La Traviata, La Forza del Destino, and Il Trovatore. But it was the majestic notes of the Requiem Mass that echoed in Rome yesterday. In the 12th century church, Santa Maria in Trastevere, the piece was performed as part of a formal mass. Written in honor of the Italian writer Alessandro Manzoni, Verdi himself conducted the first performance of the Requiem in a Milan church in 1874. Under the direction of Gianluigi Gelmetti, the Dies Ira and the Sanctus echoed through the wide nave of the Byzantine church. The audience was rapt, listening to a composition which is a torment over the idea of death, or as one Italian newspaper proclaimed, a hymn to life. One woman seemed in a trance when she left the church.
Divino, cioè non è un essere umano, è un Dio.
She said, Verdi is divine, not a human being. At one point, I felt like I was melting away and becoming part of the music. It was an extraordinary experience. Verdi is today one of Italy's few national icons, and his legacy is being heard throughout the country. Radio stations are airing marathons of his music. Newspapers have issued special supplements, including a sports paper with the headline, Verdi, Champion of the Century. Italian Culture Minister Giovanna Melandri says Italy without Verdi would be England without Shakespeare, and everyone wants a piece of Verdi. Pope John Paul II has proclaimed him a great Christian. Trade union leaders consider him a populist hero. And still today, a favorite tune piped into soccer stadiums is the Triumphal March from Aida. Was Verdi a musical pioneer, he's also intimately identified with Italy's struggle for independence from foreign rule. He was a composer for all people, for rich and poor, for the well-educated and the peasant class. The slogan Viva Verdi, shouted in the streets or scrawled on walls, became a rallying cry of Italian unity. The Requiem Mass notwithstanding, Verdi was a member of the anti-clerical movement that opposed the temporal power of the Vatican State. And flaunting the conventions of his time, he lived openly for many years with the singer Giuseppina Strepponi before marrying her. Many of his tunes, such as this aria from Rigoletto, are still well known, even to the operatically challenged.
La donna immobile, qual più malvato, muta d'accento di pensiero.
His personality was prickly and not outgoing, but he was the most popular and best paid composer of his time. And his influence can be heard even in the works of such diverse composers as Igor Stravinsky and Leonard Bernstein. Here in Italy, Verdi remains a founding father and composer of what Italians consider their unofficial national anthem. Va Pensiero, the rousing chorus of Jewish slaves pining for their homeland in Nabucco. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.